All right, guys, got a safety from Alabama, Landon Collins. Big versatile safety, play a lot of positions for him. They ask him to do a lot at Alabama, so we always like guys to have a lot of versatility like that. And, you know, he's played a very high level of competition, been very productive for them. We think he can play on the back end. We think he can play in the box. We think he can play like a sub linebacker. We think he can be an outstanding special teams player. So he'll come right in and compete for a job at that position. Any questions?
Do you see him more as a strong safety or a free safety, or does that distinction matter?
Yeah, well, you know, I just see him as a safety, you know, and most defensive, your safeties have to come, you know, one or the other has to come down the box at some point, and then they have to go back and play coverage at some point. So, you know, I think he's just a versatile safety. If you look at Alabama, you see them use him in all kinds of ways. Very smart, very productive, big, tough, can run.
Jerry, you know, don't make a lot of trades up like this. You had all night to think about this. Was this something, you know, when you guys, before you left here last night, you said, okay, we like him, he's sticking out, we're going to have to do this?
Well, there's a couple of guys sticking out last night as we looked at the board before we left. And, you know, we had a group of players right there together that we liked. And, you know, we always try to combine, you know, value with need. And so we made some calls last night and some calls today. Worked out for us.
Did you have a first-round grade on him?
We have a good grade on him. We have a good grade on Paul.
What did you, when you left last night, Jerry, did you feel like you were going to get this player, or did it take today, today's calls?
Well, you never know. You know, we just made contact last night, you know, with some teams in front of us, and, you know, because there was a couple of players that we liked, still on the board right there. So we made some, you know, made some phone calls last night and made some phone calls this morning and kind of talked about it most of the day. And we decided to make the deal.
Sorry, just as a follow-up, the end of the round yesterday, it seemed like there were a couple of players that might have been on your board that went late, the Patriots. And did that affect what you decided to do with this trade?
No, not really. You know, there's a couple of good players, defensive players that we like that got picked yesterday as well. But, you know, what happens is every draft, it happens like that. You know, you have to, okay, when that guy gets picked, move on to the next.
Obviously, you went after safety and free agency. You guys admitted that. And you didn't really have a safety on the roster, but played extensively there or started extensively there. How much was it a necessity for you to make sure you get a player at that position in this draft, and did you need to get it by a certain point in your own mind?
Not really. We just try to get good players when the opportunity presents itself, and so we try to be aggressive. We like this guy. He's going to come in and compete with safeties we have on the roster right now, and we'll continue to see what's out there, what's available. As you know, it's just April, you know, so it's a long way to go before we play. So we'll continue to try to upgrade that position. Like all the other positions. I'm sorry.
Did you pay more than you expected to? For
no,
this?
You know, when you move up to that spot, you can't just, you know, you have buddies around the National Football League, but they're not buddy enough to let you come up there for free. So you have to pay, it's a premium spot when you're picking first and in the second round. So you got to pay to go up there and secure a guy.
Did you pay less than you thought you might have
to? No, we paid a fair price for him. Very fair.
What makes you think that he can compete for a starting job, whereas other rookies or many other rookies can't?
Well, a lot of rookies do compete for starting jobs every year. You know, there's rookies that come in and play all over the National Football League at different positions, and so why not him? He played at a very, very high level of competition. He's smart. He can run. He's tough. So there's no reason why he shouldn't come in and compete.
Yeah, no, I know there's no reason. So I'm wondering what the reasons are why he can't.
Why he can't?
Why he can compete, you think?
Right? Well, you know, Bill, I think it's just what I said. I just, because he's played at a very, he's very accomplished at a very high level of comp, like the highest level of competition. He's been very productive there. He's smart. We interviewed him. This is what I think is going to motivate him. I think a lot of people had him projected to go in the first row, and so I think we're going to get a very, very motivated player coming in here to prove some people that didn't take him in the first row, they missed out on a good player.
Did you have him here?
Did we have him here? No.
He's mentioned over the last couple of months comparisons to Cam Chancellor, Sean Taylor, big heavy hitters. You guys got a nasty offensive lineman yesterday. Is that something you were looking to really improve, is the physicality of this team?
Well, you always want a physical football team. So the more physical guys you can acquire, the more physical your football team is going to be. So that, you know, that's part of the method to who he is and why we want him and why we think he can be a good player for us.
Did you guys view him as the top safety in the draft from the start of the process?
No, there were some more safeties we like as well, but, you know, we had him ranked high.
How important is it to you? You say high level of competition, but that Alabama program and the level of the games they've played in, how much does that matter to you when evaluating a guy like that?
Well, we think, if they're playing at a high level of comp, we think it's an easier adjustment to play up here. But there's plenty of guys that play at low level of competition that come in this league and do really well.
But, did you talk to?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Did you talk to Saban about him?
We talked to everybody about him,
including Saban.
We've talked to our scouts have talked to people. We went to the pro day. We saw him at the pro day. We saw him at the combine. We interviewed him. So we've done our homework on him.
Jerry, his last college game was not one of his best, was it? Against Ohio State.
I can't remember what his last college game was like, but you know, nobody plays a good game every week. I don't think so. We don't penalize guys for having one bad game. So he's had a lot more good games than bad games for us.
Is there a skill that stands out for him now? I mean, obviously,
you said
he can do a lot of different things, and you view him as versatile. Is there a skill that he has that stood out to you when you watched him?
Well, what really stood out to me, Jordan, is they use him all over the place. You know, they ask him to do a lot. And that was very attractive to me because he lines up all over the place. They ask him to make calls, make checks, and they use him in a variety of ways. And that was very attractive to see a guy with so much versatility and how they use him.
How important is it for you to regain? Obviously, you give up, you know, three picks for one pick there. Where does it rank on the priority list kind of for you to gain back a pick at this point?
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how things unfold, and we might get an opportunity to get some picks back. We'll see. We'll see. You know, the draft, it kind of it's pick to pick, how things unfold for you. So we'll see how things unfold, and we'll play that way.
Jerry, a lot's been made about his tackling prowess and you know, being a hard hitter, but do you see him as a guy who could potentially also cover tight ends in a pinch?
Yeah, you know, actually, they, you know, like I said, they use him in a lot of different ways. You know, they use him down in the box. You see him go out there on the slot receivers at time in their defense. So, you know, he has cover skills. He's a physical player. He can play in the box. He can play back on the hash. He can play back deep in the middle. Very versatile.
You said there were other guys who stood out as not being picked last night. Collins, I guess, if he wasn't there, would you have been so aggressive to get to 33?
I don't know that, but you know, we still, if we couldn't get this deal done, we were very what's the word I want to use? Confident that we were going to get a good player with our pick. If we stayed at 40, I think it was 40. Our pick was at 40. We were going to get a very good player right there. But again, you know, we thought it was in our best interest to be aggressive to go after safety, in light of, you know, our safety situation, to get a very good player who can compete for that job.
Are you going to try to get another one in the second round?
Another safety?
No, another pick.
We'll see. You know, never know what'll happen, and we'll just play it as each pick unfolds.
Do your expectations for the current safeties that you have, in addition to Collins now, change at all with him being here, or is it the same?
No, I expect all those guys to come in and compete like crazy and see who's the winner for the job. That's what I expect. I expect all of them to come in and really compete. I think it'll be some good competition for that position, and we'll continue to try to upgrade it as we go along.
Could you see, I mean, can Collins and Burhey, can they kind of coexist as two safeties, or are they too similar?
We'll see. We'll see. Whoever wins the job, that's Steve Spagnuolo and Coach Coughlin. Those guys will figure that out. I'm just trying to provide them some good choices to choose from. Okay? Thank you.